Good. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and begin. I don't know if everybody can hear.
Quiet coyote.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and begin with our meeting. Not sure if you're able to hear the projection of my voice out there, but we'd like to begin. We extend a special welcome to those of you who have joined us this evening. We do acknowledge tonight we have the majority of our board with us tonight. We acknowledge all those board members who are here. We do excuse Mr. Don Belknap and Ms. Jennifer Zundel. They were here prior to the meeting getting started here for our study session, and they've been able to weigh in on tonight's business items on the agenda as well. We also will be joined shortly by our superintendent. He is here, just not with us right now, so he'll be here shortly. We do excuse our business administrator, Zane Wolstenhume, and acknowledge Paula, our executive secretary, who's taking notes of our meeting. We also acknowledge many district administrators and teachers and past teachers and other community members that are here tonight, and we thank you for being here. We are going to go ahead and begin. We have asked Ken Crawford, our director of our support services, to open our meeting with a moment of reverence. Followed that reverence, we have asked Ms. Jessica Bennington, our HR director, to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Crawford.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be joined together as educators and community members, and pray for thy blessing and wisdom as we discuss the issues that affect the children in our community. We ask thee to inspire us and know what to say and do, that we may act with courtesy and diplomacy as we discuss difficult topics, and we pray that we may be led by thy hand. We love thee very much and are grateful to be in education and to be here in Ogden and the many wonderful opportunities that that affords us. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, special thanks again to Ken Crawford as well as Jessica Bennington for helping getting our meeting started tonight. As mentioned, you can see from the agenda tonight, we met earlier in study session to review tonight's board meeting. As you review items on the consent calendar, I know board members had a chance to discuss these not only here in our study session earlier this evening, but also in our board packets we've received over email within the last week. Question was were raised on item number D4, and so we are tabling that from the consent calendar this evening. We are also moving items number 2G, 3, and 4 to the consent calendar. I believe the consent calendar has questions have been answered by the board members so far. Are there any additional questions? Concerns? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar as I've just outlined?
So moved.
Thank you.
The noted changes.
Thank you, Joyce. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Nancy. Those in favor of approving the consent calendar as has been discussed with tabling item number D4 and adding items 2, G, 3, and 4, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We'll now go into celebrating our student achievements. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me first turn some time over to our superintendent to discuss the administrative appointment. Superintendent.
Thank you, Board President. Day Thomas Smith, if you would make your way up to the lectern just for a moment, that would be wonderful. Day Thomas Smith is entering her 18th year in education. Her career has taken her from high school English language arts classes in Idaho's public schools to the halls of Highland Junior High as an English language arts teacher and instructional coach. And now, with the approval that just occurred on the consent calendar, the assistant principal at Ben Lomond High School. She is a proud undergraduate of the College of Idaho and has a master's degree from Boise State University and Southern Utah University. This new position is the result of years of work and enthusiasm for the work of facilitating learners' efforts to become their best selves. She has had opportunities to coach softball and volleyball and looks forward to now attending those games from the stands. She and her family moved to Utah 4 years ago in search of a new adventure and opportunity. This will indeed be an exciting step in that direction. And with that, we'd like to announce Day Thomas Smith as the new assistant principal of the Ben Lomond High School. Day, if you wouldn't mind saying a few words, that would be wonderful.
Oh, I had no idea. I have a cold because I've spent the last 5 weeks with elementary school students and new terms. My 4 years in Ogden, this is my fifth, have been incredible. I came from a very good school system that I worked in and have been shown what excellence truly is at Ogden. And so it really is a new adventure, and I've had a tremendous amount of learning so far, and I really look forward to learning from all of my new colleagues and from Dale and the team that we have at Ben Lomond. So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Day, would you mind, you have some family here with you also.
I do.
Would you mind inviting them up? We'd like to meet them and shake yours and their hands.
This is my husband, Aaron, my mother, Glenda, who was a public school teacher in Los Angeles, as was my father, and my stepdaughter, Erica.
And I'm making her official right now.
Erica, good to meet you. So what did you teach?
My parents still live evil for 1 week. Congratulations.
Day, wear that frown. Yes.
Coming from a tiger.
Okay, well, thank you. That's always exciting. A wonderful announcement of a new appointment in Ben Lomond. We'll now turn